Coach, with the production that Dalvin Womack had on the ground today, does that give you a bit of a clear picture, I guess, in the running back battle? Did he separate himself at all?
Well, I don't know whether he separated himself or not. I thought he played well, which I haven't changed my mind about our running backs.
Coach, what do you think it is about Winston that makes him such a good running back at the goal line? Gives you confidence that you have him?
Good guys up in front of him.
Nothing he does particularly.
Just runs it in the end zone.
You mentioned the need to get turnovers. You got those turnovers early, converted them all into short fields. How beneficial that? I mean, just quick early scores.
Well, I mean, you can tell by the scoreboard. I mean, the defense put 21 points on the board in the first half. You know, I don't know what we hit. It was 42. Our offense only hit half of them, you know, and the defense made that happen. That's how significant it is in the course of a ball game, truly.
Coach, the 13 penalties has to be seen as a very much. What was wrong for the
NFL? Well, we totally lacked discipline to play this game. Seven of them on wide receivers, and the rest of them holding calls. I mean, that's why I'm angry right now, and it's nothing more than discipline. And if you don't have discipline, you know, you may get a ball game or two like this, but when you line up playing our conference without discipline, you're going to be hanging your hat at the end of the day.
How pleased were you with Kendall Adams on that interception?
I'm pleased any time we get interceptions. I don't care who does it. You know, I think, you know, we haven't had any. I think that was brought to my attention adamantly by those of you in here the other day. We have to get turnovers, and interceptions are a part of the deal. And I guess what we get two today, that's a start. You know, I'd like to certainly like to see as many as we can get, but it's got to happen, and we should. I mean, we should have the capacity to do that. I'm not going to reiterate what I said, but if you're here the other day, I've explained why I thought we should be more effective in terms of being able to break on the ball and create interceptions. So
you guys were able to use a whole bunch of different rushers, but you also had some holding penalties. Was it kind of a mixed bag in the run game?
Well, it wasn't a mixed bag. I mean, penalties are penalties, and that's bad. You know, so I don't care how well anybody ran. I mean, you run up and down the field, but if you keep getting penalized, then all those yards come back. And there were, I don't know how many, but there were a number of those plays that were decent gains. In the second half, I mean, I was irritated no end at going into the second half of not being able to start the second half and play well. And we got we had the opportunity, you know, with the offense taking the ball on the kickoff, and you had an opportunity, got a first and 10, and had it called back because of the penalty, and then we end up having to punt the ball three and out. So it's frustrating, it's irritating, and it angers me immensely.
Talk about Jesse Urch and his decision making today. Were you pleased with his progression as a quarterback?
Well, I don't know. Progression to us means making decisions as you go through a process of defining defensive coverages and the progression of receivers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's what I refer to as progression, and it's still a work in progress. You know, I thought he did some things throughout the first half of the ball game that were vastly improved from the week before. So, you know, I certainly put my stamp of approval on his first half performance. You know, we did not play well in the second half, and it's a 60-minute ball game.
Trey Sean went down with that injury there. Do you know anything on his status?
I do. And I think he's going to be fine. How long, I don't know, but he's going to be fine, yeah.
Coach, interesting, maybe thing to ponder, but you're pretty angry, animated right now. Do you feel like you guys took a step back after Stanford? Do you feel like you're a better team than you were in week one?
Depends on which half you're talking about. You know, the game is 60 minutes, you know, and we played 30. Now, we played more than that defensively, but certainly not offensively.
Did you accomplish what you wanted in getting a lot of guys into the game, some young guys like Alex Barnes, Isaiah Harris?
Well, we did, and, you know, that's significant. That's important to us, and we couldn't do that as readily as we wanted to in the first ball game. That's irritating also, but, you know, it is important. I mean, that's why these guys come and work so hard, is to get on the field and have an opportunity, and I want them to have that opportunity. We have to create that, and our players did. You know, the first half, they played well enough to put us in a position to be able to do that. And but if you're a number two or a number three and you step on the field, you've got to be prepared too, and you've got to step up and play. You know, it was some of those twos and threes that got some of the penalties. It was some of the twos and threes that, you know, missed some blocks and did some things as well. But you have to be, you have to prepare every bit as much as anybody else. You're only a snap away, as they say, the old adage.
So what was your thoughts on how Alex Delton played, especially after how his first series went to 3-0?
Well, I think after the first series, and, you know, he came back and he did some athletic things in terms of running the football. And I think that was where, you know, that's what most everybody sees is a couple of two or three runs that he made, and they were, you know, they were positive, no doubt about that. So it was good for him to get on the field. You know, he made some mistakes early in that first drive, but you know, he's such a competitive young guy. You know, I really like the way he competes, and he's one of those guys that he's not going to let up. Yeah, I mean, if he plays in the first half, he's going to come back the second half and play as well. You know, like I said, the first series wasn't so hot, but he's a competitor.
Coach, the discipline penalties that you talked about, you can obviously talk about it until you're blue in the face, but what else can you do to actually correct the problem?
Well, there's a number of things that I won't address here that probably have gone, let me say, unattended to that adds to that. You know, so I think it, you know, it's not just things that are taking place on the field on game day, but, you know, a practice environment and how you practice and how you do some of the, what some people might refer to as little things. And if we let them go, then that's our fault. There has to be, you know, we just have to do a better job of accountability, I think.
How pleased were you with the explosive plays by Rick Maxson there?
I thought each of them. Thought Justin did, Dalvin did, Alex did. You know, Allhead and Charles, you know, not to the same extent, but, you know, all of them ran, I thought, aggressively a good portion of the time, and that's important for us, always has been. And again, you know, part of that is them, part of it is offensive line doing what they're supposed to be doing, and wide receivers being able to block at the second and third level to give you a chance to get that deep. You know?
What do you think the defense did best today?
Well, they did, I mean, virtually everything that we did reasonably well. You know, number one, you know, we had previously had some issues last week, third down plays. I think they had one third down conversion. I don't know where I had a stat sheet here a minute ago. I don't know what it says, but I know in the first half, and I can't remember that they got one in the second half, but you know, they were 1 for 8 or 9, something like that in the first half, third down conversions. That was good. I haven't counted the three and outs, but I think we got a decent number, you know, particularly again in the first half, but a number in the second half as well. That was a positive. I thought we finally woke up and started getting our hands up, batted a pass down or two. I like the turnovers that we got, as I indicated, I think 4, if I'm whatever the sheet says there. That's major, you know, for us as well. I didn't like our tackling. I didn't like some of our pursuit angles. And when I say I didn't like it, it was inconsistent. You know, it doesn't mean that we didn't do some good things there. But that's, you know, without seeing the tape yet.